This hour, it's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We welcome you to our chat about all of what goes on at Newport Hospital, the new trends, and some of what goes on behind the doors and what adds to the patient experience. And today, we're going to talk about Lifespan's pharmacy program. It's an inpatient pharmacy, and there's a retail pharmacy as well. And joining us on the line, the director of the inpatient pharmacy, Paul Parcheski. Paul, nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
I am good. And the manager of the retail pharmacy, Eric D'Agostino. Eric, welcome.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. We are delighted to have both of you here today. And this is an important part of what goes on here. So, Paul, let's start with the basics. What is the role of an inpatient pharmacist in a hospital setting? Are you in charge of everything right down to anesthetic and things like that? Or where do you fit in?
Sure, yeah. On the inpatient side, the pharmacy is really in charge of all medications throughout the hospital, from soup to nuts. So we're in charge of procuring those meds, you know, bringing them in from our wholesaler, and wherever we have medications stored, whether it be in the operating room, you know, out on the nursing units, the ICU, the emergency department, we are in charge of those medications, which means that we have to properly store them. And make sure that those medications are used in the right way.
It is essential. And again, from start to finish, it is really a huge part of what goes on, both in the inpatient setting as well as the outpatient setting. We'll get to the retail pharmacy that treats inpatients in a minute or two here with Eric. But again, just to understand where you're at here, Paul Parcheski, are you in charge of any medication that a doctor or a nurse might prescribe while the patient is in the hospital? And again, from start to finish, I mean, are you supplying what goes on in the operating room?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we are. We have our hands in all of those processes that involve medication. So, you know, the doctors, the providers, they are ordering the medications, and the nurses are administering them, generally speaking. But the pharmacist is sort of in between, where the inpatient pharmacist is receiving those orders from the providers, looking at them, making sure that they're correct, making any changes or recommendations on those orders that need to be made, and then the nurse has access to the medication. So we're sort of a safety in between those two steps.
All right.
And
so,
yes, we're also involved in the operating room. We supply the medications to the operating room, but then really the anesthesiologist and the surgeon are managing them, in the OR.
So you're kind of the other side of the questionnaire that we get asked. Are you taking this medication? Do you have any problems with that medication? You're the other side of that, right? You have to make sure that, oh, okay, this person has a sensitivity to this. This person has been taking that. And you've got to sort that sort of thing out.
Yeah, for sure. We have access, full access to the medical record. So when we're looking at those orders, we're looking at, drug allergies, interactions between other medications. We're looking at things like the patient's kidney function and liver function, and making sure that the way the medication is dosed is tailored to that patient.
Will you sometimes catch things that perhaps a patient wasn't even aware of? As you say, you'll be scanning a liver function or something like that. Have you ever found a time when you caught something that the patient was doing incorrectly, dosing themselves in the wrong way, or maybe something had changed over the years? Has that ever happened?
Well, not so much anything that the patient was doing, but on the inpatient side, when the pharmacist is doing their job, they're making sure that the orders that the providers, that the doctors nurse practitioners, they're making sure those orders are correct for that patient.
Sure.
But when we also deal with the patients that are, you know, in the emergency department, being admitted to the hospital, they're coming into the emergency department, and we have medication history technicians that are getting that home med list from the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole process there that we can talk about where we're catching all kinds of you know, mistakes or or changes in a patient's med history, so that we get it right when they're coming into the hospital.
Well, I've always said, Paul Parcheski and Eric D'Agostino from the pharmacies at Newport Hospital, I've always said that the pharmacists are, boy, your first line. They know so much about what's going on. You can get great advice, and they will not steer you wrong. But I'll ask both of you, it really becomes something that you have to watch out for, not only dosages, but also if something doesn't quite look right, if a patient is being prescribed, and as you say, if the patient has come in with a history of taking this and such, but something doesn't add up. It's like, wait a minute, this person doesn't weigh this much. Why is this person taking this kind of a dosage? You really have to be aware of a lot of different things and in interactions and physiology, don't you?
Yeah, you sure do. Yeah, we're on top of all of that. You know, we have, we're looking at everything from, like you say, like what does the patient weigh? What medications are they taking? You know, they could be taking medications from different doctors, and we need to make sure that we're reconciling all of that.
Well, I didn't think of that. Sure, where you've got people who are getting prescribed different things from different practitioners for different ailments and things like that. It is really quite something. So Paul Parcheski, director of the inpatient pharmacy, Eric D'Agostino, manager of the retail pharmacy. Where did you all come from? Eric, where did you go to school? How long have you been at the hospital?
Thanks, Bruce. I graduated from the University of Rhode Island's pharmacy program in 2015. Right after graduation, I was hired by the Lifespan Retail Pharmacy, which is located at the Rhode Island Hospital. And I worked there for about 5.5 years. And then in the summer, May of 2021, actually, Lifespan opened up a retail location at the Newport Hospital. And I transferred from the Rhode Island Hospital location down here. So we're relatively new, about 2.5 years old at this point, which is new in the pharmacy world.
Yeah.
But we're excited to be here and happy to be here for sure.
Well, we're glad that you're there, and it just adds to the level of service at Newport Hospital. How about you, Paul, Director of Inpatient Pharmacy? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Well, where did you come from?
Sure. I'm a little bit older than Eric. I graduated from University of Rhode Island in 1993, and then after graduation, I worked in retail pharmacy for about 15 years. And I've been at Newport Hospital for 18 years, so I love it here. And I was able to get my master's in healthcare administration from Salve Regina a few years ago.
Excellent. Boy, you sure are great testimonials for the education level. I mean, we've all known for some time URI School of Pharmacy is just one of the top schools of its kind in the country. Salve right in there with all kinds of all levels of healthcare healthcare programs, and we know their track record. So we are just tickled to be able to talk about both of those great places. And we're going to talk much more with Paul Parcheski and Eric D'Agostino about the pharmacy program, Lifespan's pharmacy program at Newport Hospital on today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We're talking about the pharmacy program at Newport Hospital with Paul Parcheski, director of the inpatient pharmacy, and Eric D'Agostino, manager of the retail pharmacy. Eric, that retail pharmacy is new in pharmacy terms, I guess. When did the retail pharmacy at Newport Hospital open?
So the retail pharmacy at the Newport Hospital opened in May of 2021. So only about 2.5 years old at this point. So very new, and we're definitely trying to get the word out there, to the community, and surrounding practices, you know, that we're here and we're ready to help.
Well, that's an important point because, I think that, the awareness needs to definitely come up that there is a retail pharmacy at the hospital and you don't have to be a patient at the hospital to use it. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are a fully functioning, full-service retail pharmacy, just like any other pharmacy out there. You know, you think of your CVS's, Walgreens, Walmarts, etc. Not only do we service members of the patients of the hospital that are discharging, we also serve the employees of the hospital. But most importantly, we're completely open to the community, in neighboring communities of Newport. So anybody can fill prescriptions here, you know, get vaccinated here. We sell over-the-counter medications just like any other retail pharmacy.
Without the 2 yards of cash register tape and
the exactly.
And there's not a lot of impulse buying things at the cash register. Other than that, it's just like your drugstore. Whereabouts in the hospital is the retail pharmacy located?
So we are located right in the first floor of the main lobby, right behind the check-in desk. So right off Powell Ave, at that entrance before the semicircular driveway.
Yeah.
You would just go right to the main check-in desk, tell them you're headed to the pharmacy, and then we're literally located right behind the main info desk, where the new cafe is, actually.
Oh, excellent.
As well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you are really old school like me, it's almost a total drugstore that has a little place to have coffee, like they used to have back in the olden days.
Exactly. You can grab a coffee and a snack as well.
There you go. So I would think that if you're in that neighborhood, as we are at Innovate, that would be really convenient and to come in. It could be just like a little hidden gem there to find right there at Newport Hospital, because you can get your prescriptions filled and as well as OTC medications, and you get the advice of the pharmacist and all that. Tell me some other advantages of having a retail pharmacy located right there at Newport Hospital.
So some of the advantages, like you said, we're a new pharmacy. We have a very small team. It is just myself as the only pharmacist right now, and I have two pharmacy technicians that are here every day. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 p.m. With being a small team, you know, you have that community feeling. If you come in to get your prescriptions, you know, you'll know the pharmacists, you'll know the two technicians, and we're really here to just be a resource, you know, to the community. One major benefit, kind of like Paul said, is we have full visibility of patient records. So any questions we might have, we're able to, you know, kind of go through patient charts, see different allergies, identify interactions quicker, see possibly, you know, where people are getting some of their medications if they're filling at other pharmacies. And we also have direct kind of access to two different providers within Lifespan. So if there are any questions or concerns, you know, we can quickly identify those concerns and rectify them with the providers and, you know, make sure the patients are getting exactly what they need.
That is such an advantage, and I'll tell you why. It cuts down on and probably eliminates what we run into when we go into a drugstore to have a prescription filled, especially if you're picking up something for someone else and you get asked 20 questions and you say, oh my gosh, I'm way out of my depth here. Well, is this the same medication as before? What did the doctor say? And all of this, and you feel like you're on an island somewhere and your doctor is 4,000 miles away. Here you are in Newport Hospital. If your doctor's there or your doctor's a lifespan doctor, as you say, the records are right there. And boy, what peace of mind you really must have. So this is, again, kind of a free prize inside the fact that we have a retail pharmacy located at Newport Hospital.
Exactly. You summed it up greatly. I can't tell you, you know, just that instant connection that we have with that we can have with different providers within Lifespan. You know, every single day, you know, we're rectifying dozens and dozens of problems that, let's say if a prescription was sent to an outside retail pharmacy, you know, a patient might get there and, you know, really have a problem getting in touch with their doctor or not understanding what's going on, et cetera. So it's a great resource for sure.
We're talking with Eric D'Agostino. He's the manager of the retail pharmacy at Newport Hospital, and Paul Parcheski, the director of the inpatient pharmacy at Newport Hospital. Eric, what are the hours of the retail pharmacy?
So right now, again, we're a very small pharmacy with a small staff. Right now we're open Monday through Friday, 8 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon.
And let me ask you this, because, I mean, it has to come up sooner or later. Because you're in the hospital, is there a different structure or are there different prices? Or how does that work, both with prescriptions and OTC, over-the-counter for you civilians?
Yes. With prescriptions, we're contracted with all the major insurance plans, so including TRICARE, so we can accept all major insurance plans, and then whatever copays those insurance plans, you know, give will be competitive to filling at other retail pharmacies. And then for the over-the-counter medications, we are known to sell pretty discounted over-the-counter medications.
Is that right?
Medications.
No kidding.
Yeah. So such as, you know, your Advils, Tylenols, things like NyQuil, Claritin, you name it, we will have it or we can order it most likely for you.
Do you carry generics?
Yes, of course. Yep.
In terms of the over-the-counter, is there a store brand or a type of a generic of those that you may have, or is it, do you stick with the name brands?
No, we mostly do stock generics, and there are many different different types of generics available from our wholesaler, so it can vary. But
that's going to make a big difference. I mean, we all know by now, we're all pretty savvy to the fact that, you know, to go with, as long as we know what the medicine's name is, that we can do very, very well with those things. And sure, you guys must have access to a far range of, you don't have to just stick with the drugstore chain's off-brand or store brand. So that could really be an advantage as well. Wow. We're finding out all kinds of great things here. We're going to continue with Eric D'Agostino, manager of the retail pharmacy, and Paul Parcheski, who is the director of the inpatient pharmacy at Newport Hospital, on today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. Welcome back. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We do it every Thursday in this hour, and it's also available as a podcast on the podcast page at WADK.com. Just search for Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We're talking today about the pharmacy at Newport Hospital, the retail pharmacy, Eric D'Agostino, and the inpatient pharmacy with Director Paul Parcheski. Paul, it's important that a patient doesn't bring any of their own meds from home while staying in the hospital. Why is that?
The safest way is that we can provide all of the medications for the patient when they come here. So generally speaking, when a patient comes in and gets admitted, we want them to leave their medications at home or send them home with a family member, because we're able to provide all the medications that they need. You know, we can then, you know, ensure that they came from our wholesaler, they were properly stored, so that when they are administered to the patient. Now, there are some exceptions. You know, if a patient has a medication that we can't obtain through our wholesaler, maybe it's a specialty med, a specialty oral chemotherapy, then we will make an exception, and we are able to use the patient's own med in that case. But in terms of, like, you know, if someone comes in and they're on a couple of inhalers, you know, we provide those inhalers, you know, from our own stock.
Right. And it really, and again, we're fighting kind of some old customs and traditions here, because people get a lot of advice coming into the hospital from friends and family members, all of whom mean well and such. But it can really put the patient into a situation where they could have some adverse effects if they're bringing in their own stuff. So, go ahead.
Yeah, potentially. Yep. Yeah.
It is really important, and that's a great advantage to having an inpatient pharmacy there. We've been talking about both the inpatient and the retail pharmacy. And by the way, someone wants to know about online, and we'll get to that in just a minute with Eric. But Paul, we really want to stress how important it is and how much of an advantage it is to have an inpatient pharmacy right there at the hospital. Tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah. Our pharmacists, are able to specialize in certain areas. So we have an antimicrobial stewardship pharmacist, and she is basically monitoring all of the antibiotics and antivirals that people are getting in the hospital. We have specialty oncology pharmacists for our cancer patients. And we have, you know, pharmacists that specialize in sterile compounding. So the medications that we actually make on site in our IV lab, we have a pharmacist that oversees that process. So it's really an advantage to have these types of specialized pharmacists on the inpatient side.
It just occurs to me that, again, advantage lifespan, advantage Newport Hospital, because the trend in big medicine, big hospital, and so forth today is to outsource, isn't it? And to bring in basically the name brand drugstores to run the inpatient pharmacy. That's kind of a thing, isn't it? But not at Newport Hospital.
No, not at Newport, not at Lifespan. We have one of the strongest, you know, pharmacy departments, I would say, in the country, very well regarded. And, you know, at Newport, we're happy to be part of that greater team. We're able to take advantage of being part of Lifespan and having all that technology and knowledge and all the smart people that are in the pharmacy department. We take advantage of that.
Yeah, you know, it really is an important consideration and something that perhaps we don't think about, or perhaps we are led down the wrong path by perceptions and a little bit of misinformation, not disinformation, but misinformation that comes around these days. It really, again, we come to this point at about this point in every Newport Hospital Hour of Health, and we say, yeah, you know what? You don't have to go anywhere else. This is really quite something. We really want to, and we would not be doing a thorough job if we didn't talk about the issues and problems with pharmaceuticals today. Prescribed pharmaceuticals and have led to some issues and things like that. And that has to be a concern of yours as the pharmacy director. What is it like to almost have to balance? You almost have to ride herd and be a little bit of a police officer on this whole procedure, don't you?
Sure, we do. Yeah, I mean, that's part of being a pharmacist, whether you're on the inpatient side or on the retail side. You know, we are monitoring things like the opioid use and opioid prescribing. So being very careful about our protocols and order sets to make sure that we're using those medications appropriately. And I know that Eric on the retail side, you know, has that capability too, and is doing his part, you know, to monitor and make sure that those medications are prescribed and used appropriately.
Eric or Paul, is there a red flag that goes off where you might get a sense that there's the potential for some misuse of pharmaceuticals? And yes, you absolutely. When we talk pharmaceuticals, nobody's misusing penicillin. It generally is the opioids and things like that. I don't mean to joke about it, but
right.
Are there some red flags that go off that say, okay, we may have a potential problem here?
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about the inpatient side, and Eric can certainly talk on from his perspective. But on the inpatient side, we're closely monitoring how the providers are ordering and making sure that you know, postoperatively, that we're using the proper medications for pain control and in the right way. You know, and once the patient is discharged, then that becomes a responsibility of the discharging provider, what they're prescribing, and you know, what the pharmacy is filling on the retail side. Right, Eric?
So exactly. Once a patient's on the outpatient side and the prescription goes to an outpatient pharmacy like ours here, the first alert that would go off is kind of, as a pharmacist, knowing, you know, what the normal doses are of certain medications, certain opioids. And then we also have a tool that we follow. It's called the Prescription Monitoring Program, which tracks all these types of medications. It tells us when patients filled these medications, what the day supply was, kind of what the dose is as well. And you can kind of, you know, see if a patient is kind of overusing something or filling something early, and if any questions arise, we can get in touch with the doctors and kind of see what's going on or alert the doctors, because they might not even be aware themselves.
So it could be a situation where it could be an over prescribing, but an inadvertent over prescribing. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly. Numerous examples, but yes, one could be, you know, they have another provider that prescribes, let's say, oxycodone or an opioid, and this patient might go see, you know, a second provider and try and get the same prescription, and that provider might not even be aware. So there's multiple different examples of that. And on the outpatient side, we have to closely monitor that and you know, make sure we're following the proper guidelines. And most importantly, making sure that the patient's safe.
Sure, sure. So would you be able to track if a patient is trying to fill a prescription or if there's been a prescribing done through another pharmacy?
Absolutely, yes. It all gets reported to that
some kind of a central database there.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes.
This is something that's so reassuring. And again, when you pay attention to these things and ask the right questions, you find out that, you know, it's not a simple matter that perhaps we are being led to believe. There are good people like the ones that we're talking to here who are doing all that they can and doing their best to watch out for potential misuse. So, you know what? I'm so glad we're having this conversation. Paul Parcheski, Director, Inpatient Pharmacy. Eric D'Agostino, the Manager of the Retail Pharmacy at Newport Hospital. And we'll continue in a minute here and wrap up this edition of the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We're talking about the pharmacy program at Newport Hospital. And we're talking with Paul Parcheski, director of the inpatient pharmacy, Eric D'Agostino, the manager of the retail pharmacy. Paul, it is really an integrated program, and the pharmacy program is woven into the patient experience at Newport Hospital, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so true. I don't think people realize that, but we from start to finish, there's pharmacy involvement. When the patient comes into the hospital, if they're coming in through the emergency department, we have that medication history technician there who is obtaining, the best possible home med list from the patient and from other sources like their doctor or their family member. So they're compiling that list of what you take at home so that we can get it right when you're here in the hospital. And obviously, you're admitted, we may make some changes, tweak some things and get your medications right. But that's on the inpatient side. That's what the pharmacist is helping out with there. But then when it comes time for discharge and the patient's going to go home, that's where Eric's team takes over. And we have just this great program that Eric manages to get the prescriptions to the patient.
Yeah, Eric, tell us about that.
Perfectly said. Once Paul and his team are finished, safely giving the patients that are admitted medications during their stay, and the care team decides the patient is, appropriate for discharge, that's where this really cool program that we offer comes into play. It's called the Meds to Beds program. So it's basically a bedside prescription delivery service. So once the doctor deems that, you're safe for discharge, and the patient can choose, but instead of sending their normal discharge prescriptions to another outpatient pharmacy, your CVS, Walgreens, Walmarts, the patient can choose to have their meds sent right downstairs to us. At this point, we, find your prescription insurance. We make sure, everything's covered through the insurance. At this point, we're also identifying any potential interactions that we see. We're looking at, what the patient was getting while they were admitted. So basically, any problem that could arise is being dealt with in real time while you're still in the hospital. Any problems that do arise, let's say, there's a really expensive copay on something, or a prescription's not covered, or any question that we have, any interaction that we see, we're talking with the care team, with the doctor, and even the patient. So this is all dealt with before the patient leaves the hospital. Once this is all resolved, we literally take the medications from our pharmacy and we bring them right up to the patient's bedside. At that point, we go over, what the copays would be. So the patient knows what they're getting charged. They can ask any questions to the pharmacy team at that point as well. And once that delivery happens, the patient is free to go. So you don't have to make an additional stop once you leave the hospital. And also we help cut down on any problems. Imagine staying in a hospital, for 5+ days, you finally get to leave the hospital. You go to your normal outpatient retail pharmacy and you find out, a med costs $500 or is not covered by your insurance. So we help to kind of mitigate that problem and make sure, you can just go home right from the hospital right at that point.
Tremendous. And we, of course, have been talking this hour and have always had an eye towards the potential for abuse and the dangers. And, of course, we really must have at least a moment or two talking about the awful possibility of fentanyl and the tragedy that has caused. There has been the necessity to have Narcan available everywhere, and the Newport Hospital Pharmacy program is no exception. Tell us a little bit about that.
On the outpatient side of things, the Lifespan Retail Pharmacy has Narcan available. You don't need a prescription for it. All you would have to do is, you know, give us a call or come to our window and simply, you know, ask for a Narcan prescription. We can write it ourselves. It just has to go through your prescription insurance, and then it's as easy as that. We can, you know, get that process done basically within 10 minutes. So very readily available at the retail pharmacy.
And taking it up a level, there is a medication take back program that you have as well.
Correct. So another cool feature that we offer here is right outside of our pharmacy, which is behind check-in desk on the first floor. We offer it's called a MedSafe, a medication take-back bin. So it allows for convenient and safe disposal of prescription medications, over-the-counter medications, et cetera, and a full list of what's allowed in that bin can be found online. But basically, it's a safe way to get rid of unwanted medications. And it can only be used when the pharmacy is open. So Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
And there is online capability as well. So tell us about how we can take advantage of the retail pharmacy online.
So just like most major retail pharmacies, patients do have the option to give our number a call, which is 401-845-1100. They can select one of the prompts, which allows them to simply, you know, type in their prescription number to request refills. Or another option is if they have the MyChart app, they can very easily go through their medication profile and select what they would like to be refilled through that application as well.
It's the full program, the retail pharmacy at Newport Hospital, and of course, full service, the inpatient pharmacy at Newport Hospital as well. Inpatient is directed by Paul Parcheski and Eric D'Agostino, the manager of the retail pharmacy. And boy, what a tremendous amount of information. And you guys have a couple of top-notch operations over there. So glad to spend time finding out about both of them.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us, Bruce.
And just toss out some contact information once again. Paul, how can we find out more about the inpatient pharmacy?
You can...
As always, go to lifespan.org, and there is a search function and all of that. And then, Eric, give us the number again for the retail pharmacy at Newport Hospital.
The retail pharmacy is 401-845-1100.
And the hours?
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
And right on the first floor of the hospital behind the check-in desk. Just say that you're there to visit the retail pharmacy, and off you go. Gentlemen, thank you very, very much for a very, very informative hour. We're glad to have you both, and hope to talk to you again. All the best. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Paul Parcheski, director of the inpatient pharmacy, and Eric D'Agostino, manager of the retail pharmacy, on this edition of the Newport Hospital Hour of Health.